Title: Sliced MIDI Break Workflows with Resampling Only. Beginner Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important drum and bass workflows you can learn in Ableton Live, taking a break, slicing it to MIDI, so you can rearrange it instantly, and then printing it back to audio using resampling only. And I want to be clear about the mindset here. This isn't drag in a perfect loop and call it a day. This is the classic DNB approach. You generate a break inside your project, chop it, make it roll, then commit it to audio like you printed it to tape. That committing step is a huge part of why breakbeats feel gritty, controlled, and consistent in real tracks. By the end, you'll have a rolling, break-based 16-bar loop, plus a few variations you can arrange into an intro, a drop, a variation, and a fill. And we'll do it with stock Ableton devices. Let's set the room up first so it feels like drum and bass immediately. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'll choose 174. Then set global quantization to 1 bar. That just means when you record and launch stuff, it snaps in a musical way. Now make 3 tracks. First, an audio track called Break Source. Second, a MIDI track called Break Slices. Third, an audio track called Break Resample. The big picture is simple. The break starts as audio on Break Source, becomes a sliced MIDI drum rack on Break Slices, and then becomes audio again on Break Resample. Think of it like generations. Audio, MIDI control, audio print. Quick coach tip. Name and color your generations as you go. Like Break GEN0 for your first printed source, GEN1 sliced for the drum rack stage, and GEN2 print for the final audio. It sounds nerdy, but it makes you way faster because you always know what stage you're listening to. Now, step 1. Get a break into Live via resampling only. You need audio on Break Source. There are a few ways to do this that still respect the idea of printing inside the project. Option A is the simplest. If you already have a break sample in your set, you can place it on Break Source, make sure warp is on, set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and set transient loop mode to off. Then highlight exactly 1 or 2 bars and consolidate. Consolidate makes a clean, new clip that's easy to slice. Option B is the recommended VI builder, resample your own processing chain. This is where you condition the break like a DNB producer before you chop it. So on Break Source, put your break clip and as simple chain, EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 HE. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400. Then drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20. Boom very low or off. Then saturator. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Now route your break resample track so it records this processed audio. On break resample, set audio from to break source and choose post effects. Arm break resample. Hit record and record 4 to 8 bars while it plays. Then trim down to your best 2 bars and consolidate. What you just did is important. You printed a break that already has tone and weight, but you didn't smash it so hard that it loses transients. Option C is if you built your own drum rack pattern and want to turn it into break texture. You can route that drum track into break resample post effects and record a bar or two. Same idea. It becomes your new break source. Alright. Step 2. Tighten the break before slicing. This step is not glamorous, but it's the difference between clean slices and messy slices. Open your consolidated clip on Break Source. Make sure warp is on. Check the SEG BPM and make sure it actually matches what the clip is doing. Then set the loop so it's perfect. Loop on. Length 1 bar if you want classic simplicity, or 2 bars if you want more jungle swing and variation. If the break feels off-grid, right-click right on the first true downbeat and choose warp from here, straight. Sometimes switching warp mode to complex briefly can help live analyze, but for punch, you generally want to end up back on beats. The goal is grid-friendly break, because if the break is sloppy against the grid, your slices will be sloppy too, and then you'll be fighting the groove instead of designing it. Now step 3. Slice to MIDI. This is where it gets fun. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. Create 1 slice per transient. And use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices, plus a MIDI clip that recreates the original pattern. Rename that track to Break Slices if it didn't already land where you want. Now pause and listen. Hit play. If it sounds basically like the original break, you're in a good place. If it sounds like machine gun chaos or weird timing, that usually means your warp or your transient detection is off, and it's better to fix it now than later. Extra coach note. Don't feel like you must keep every slice Ableton created. Sometimes transient slicing creates a million tiny hat fragments that can make editing slow and can make your end result thin and messy. You can absolutely delete the least useful pads or consolidate similar little hat slices into adjacent notes, so you're working with fewer, stronger building blocks. Fewer, more intentional slices often equals a punchier roller. Step 4. Make it rolling drum and bass by editing MIDI. Open the MIDI clip on break slices. We're going to do a few beginner-friendly moves that get you 80% of the rolling feel immediately. First, anchor the snare. Find your main snare slice. Put it solidly on beat 2 and beat 4. In D&B, that backbeat is sacred. You can get experimental later, but for now, lock it. Next, kick placement. Put a kick slice on beat 1. Then add another kick just before beat 3. That push into 3 is a classic driver. Depending on the break, that might be an actual kick slice, or it might be a low transient from another slice that works as a kick. Use your ears. Now ghost notes. This is where the roll comes from. Take small hat or shuffle slices and add them on 1/16 or even 1/32 in little bursts. Don't fill every gap. Think of it like pepper. A little makes it exciting. Too much ruins the meal. And here's a really producer-wide tip. Velocity is groove. Select all notes and set your general hits in the 50 to 90 velocity range. Put your key kick and snare accents up around 100 to 127. Then set ghost notes low, like 20 to 60. That dynamic range is what makes the break feel performed instead of programmed. If you want quick swing, open the groove pool, grab something like swing 16-65, and apply it lightly. 10-30% is plenty. If you go too hard, it starts to wobble and you lose that tight D&B drive. Also, if you want a jungle-ish drag, you can nudge a few ghost hits slightly late. Just tiny. We're talking subtle. Not falling off the beat. Step 5. Clean up the drum rack so it hits like a record. Open the drum rack, and we're going to deal with three common issues: overlap, tails, and punch. First, choke groups. Breaks naturally have behavior like open hat stops when the next hat hits. But when you slice, those tails can overlap and smear. So put open hats, rides, and noisy tail slices into a choke group. In each simpler, set choke to the same number for slices that should cut each other off. Second, shorten tails on messy slices. Click the pad, go into simpler, set it to one shot, and use fade out to avoid clicks. If a slice is too bright, use the filter to tame it. In fast breaks, too much tail equals mud, and mud equals why does this not sound like D&B anymore. Third, transient punch. On the drum rack as a whole, or on keypads like snare, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Transients plus 5 to plus 20. Keep boom off or very low because on fast breaks, boom can smear the groove. Now, a quick fix for a very common slicing problem: double hits or flams. Sometimes one slice contains the transient plus the start of the next hit. When you trigger that slice in MIDI, it feels like a rushed flam. The fix is inside simpler. Nudge the start point slightly forward so you're grabbing only the clean transient. Add a tiny fade in just to remove click. Then shorten decay or release so it doesn't collide with the next slice. Think one-shot discipline. Every slice should behave like a drum hit, not like a mini loop that keeps talking over the next hit. Step 6. Resample your new sliced beat back to audio. This is the commitment step. On the break resample track, set audio from to break slices. Post FX. Arm break resample. Record 8 to 16 bars while you loop playback. Then pick the best 4 to 8 bars and consolidate it into a new clip. Name it something like Break Print 01 or Gen 2 Print. Important, keep your resample track clean. Treat it like a tape machine. No random plugins on it. Watch your meters. Leave headroom. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB before any mastering. If you clip here, you're printing problems into every future edit. Now you have a solid printed break. And printed audio is powerful, because you can warp it cleanly, reslice it again, distort it, layer it, and arrange it without worrying about a huge drum rack playing 1,000 slices live. Step 7. Build a basic arrangement idea. Here's a simple structure you can make in about 10 minutes. Intro, 8 bars. Take your printed break and filter it. Use auto filter. Start with a low pass around 600 Hz and open it up toward 12K Hz. That gives you that classic incoming energy feel. Drop, 16 bars. Full printed break. Plus maybe a clean kick or snare layer underneath. If you do layer, a quick discipline tip. High pass the break snare layer around 150 to 250 Hz so you don't stack low mids and make it boxy. Variation, 16 bars. Swap in a different print where you change the ghost notes or kick density. This is why we print multiple versions. You can create movement by swapping audio clips, not rewriting MIDI at the last second. Then a fill, one bar, a super easy audio trick. Duplicate the last bar. Set warp mode to beats. Set transient loop mode to 1/16 so it stutters. You can automate transpose down a bit, or add a touch of redux for crunch. And another coach level upgrade. Build a one bar edit library. Make a few one bar clips from your print. A stutter bar, a silence on the one bar, a snare roll bar, maybe a reverse into downbeat. Then you can arrange like Lego, just drop these in at the end of phrases. Before we wrap, let's avoid the most common mistakes. Mistake 1. Slicing a badly warped break. If it's not aligned before slicing, it won't magically align after slicing. Fix warp first. Mistake 2. Too many overlapping tails. Use choke groups and shorten tails. Mistake 3. Overprocessing before slicing. If you compress or limit too hard before slicing, you flatten transients and the slice detection gets worse. Keep it moderate on GEN0. You can get nastier after you've got clean slices. Mistake 4. No velocity variation. Constant velocity equals robotic breaks. Breaks need micro dynamics. Mistake 5. Resampling too hot. Leave headroom. Clean prints distort better later. Now let's do a quick practice exercise. This is where you'll actually lock the workflow in. Print a clean 2-bar break source into break source. That's your GDN0. Slice to MIDI by transient. Make 3 2-bar variations. Variation stays close to the original groove. Variation B adds heavier kick density, like 2 extra kicks. Variation C adds more ghost notes, like 6 to 10 small hits. Now resample each one into audio. Break print A, B, and C. Then arrange a 24-bar sketch. 8 bars intro using A, filtered. 16 bars drop. B for 8 bars, then C for 8 bars. When you're done, listen back and ask one question. Does it feel like a roller? If yes, you nailed it. If not, the first thing to adjust is usually velocity, and the second thing is usually too much tail overlap. This audio version is shortened for playback.